We're going to learn the first Mamar of Pri Tzadik on Parshas Be'aloischa. The Machanois have been formed, and they are now going to actually break camp, and the first Masa from Har Sinai will ensue. Before they do that, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Asei lecha shtei chatzaitzrois kesef, miksha ta'ase osam, create trumpets, v'hayu lecha lemikro ha'eda, ulemasa es ha'machanos. They are for two purposes, to bring the people together, and to announce and call for the camps, to break camp and to journey on. V'saku v'hen v'no'adu elecha, if a tkiah is blown, then they shall gather unto you, they should come to you, kol ha'edo, el pesach el ma'id. That's for gathering the people together, to gather the kehila together, there's a tkiah. Usakatem trua, if the trua is sounded, v'nosu ha'machanos ha'chonim kedma. So that we know that the idea of trua is for masaos, when they break camp, and move on to another location. And the idea of tkiah, the straight sound, the solid straight blast, that's to gather the people together within the machane. Those are the two different types of sounds, the tkiah and the trua. Tkiah, again, to gather everyone together, the trua, when we break camp. Trua yisku l'maseihem. He says that they would blow the trua for each masa, whenever the gathering of the people would break up, trua. And if they were to come together, ubahakilas hakohol, tisku uveloiseriu, they are exclusive of each other. For the gathering of the people, they have to have tkias and no truas. Kitrua mitargeminon yevava. Because the trua is a sound, we translate yevava, meaning something that is of a cry or a wail. Sheba'al tzar, which is sounded because of a painful experience, because of something that's of a troubling nature. Tkia al simcha. Tkia is virtually the opposite. It's blown because it's a good time, because it's a time of joy. As the parsha says, Uv'yom simchaschem, uv'moyadechem, uv'rashechachechem, uskatem b'chatzoitzreis. Alo leseichem v'al zivchei, shalmeichem v'hayu lechem nezikarin, lefnei elokeichem and yeshem elokeichem. So this is a very, very polar opposite of the trua. The trua is at a time of something of distress. That's why it's the trua that we blow on, and it's the centerpiece of our tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah, because it's awakening us to tshuva. It's an alarm call, while the tkiyah is about peace and good times and even simcha, even joy. Ubishas masa ha'odam baderech hu betirda. He says the reason for this is because when you are traveling, certainly in the case of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, they're not in the Machane. They're not in the most of stable conditions. They are rather between camps. It's tirda. It's effort. There's trouble and toil involved. V'tzar. V'eino b'neicha. There is not an inherent state of peace or serenity. You don't know where you're going. You're following the Anani HaKavod. Yes, you're being cared for and all is well, but it's still a time of dissonance. What we have in the past is not with us anymore. Where are we going? What will become of us there where we are headed? We don't know. Hence, for the Masa, we have to be blowing a trua. And he now is going to say that this is all about our lives as well. That the Masos in the Midbar are just a national movement from place to place, from level to level, bringing us closer to Eretz Yisrael. But each of our lives is a masa. Every human life is a travel. is a masa. And each of us go through stages and different stages and places where we are emotionally, physically, but most importantly, spiritually in life. Ba'ayin brachos yud aleph umed aleph. Mimatinon mi balechtecha baderech in kriyashma, in the first pasha of Yahavto. Balechtecha baderech. Oh, if you're baderech, you should be learning Torah. You have to read the Shema. You're chayv in mitzvahs kriyashma too. Mimatinon, we are mimait, tirdu de mitzvah. If it's that you're busy with a mitzvah, a chasen, it's patin kriyashma, because he is Isaac in that mitzvah. But everybody else is tirda. Everybody else is trouble and travail. That's life. You're not pater in mitzvahs. You're chayiv in kriyashma, and you're chayiv in Talmud Torah. When you are baderech, uvelechdecha baderech, throughout your life, on your derech, with all of the tirda, but you should remember, v'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, v'shinamtam levenecha, v'dibarta bam. And that v'lechtecha baderech in kriyas shema, in v'yahavta, is all about moving on from one station in life to the next station in life. And that is why he continues on, and he says, v'al kein, ha'yahasimin, ha'masa betruah, v'hakel hoya be'is hachaneya, shehoya b'naicha, v'simcha, ha'simcha b'tkiya. For this reason, when it's tirda, and you're up and moving, then that lack of very, very stable sense, and that lack of perfect security means trua. It means that there is trouble to watch out for, that there are great efforts to be made, and hard work to Mirtz Hashem succeed. As opposed to naicha, as opposed to times of rest, when you can celebrate with the tkiya, which is simcha. He now goes on to say, v'yadua de mem beiz ma'asaos umekamos hachaniya haim neged shem mem beiz oisiyos. He says that there were 42 ma'asaos in the midbar, corresponding to the Shem HaKadosh of 42 oisiyos. Those 42 oisiyos are in, famously, Ana B'Koyach Gedula Semincha Tatir Tzeruru Kabel Rina Samcha. There are 42 words, each of those letters, beginning of those words, those are the osios, as are the 42 first osios in the Torah, from Bereshis until the middle of Vavohu. Those comprise the Shem HaKadosh, a particular name of Hashem. It's a name that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Gvura, and our ability to reach him and to go Ma'ale Molo. And that's why he mentioned Kriyashma. Parshas V'yahavta has exactly 42 words. Because that's the derech. B'lechtecha baderech. When you're on the derech in life, v'shinantam levenecha, v'dibarta bam, because you're able to, with all of the tirdas, with all of the difficulties of our derech in life, and everybody's life is full of the tirdas and all of that which is going to be challenging us, but we are baderech, and we can go from station to station and come closer and closer. Like they did in the Midbar in 42 Masaos. That's why V'yahavta has these 42 words.
So is that V'dibarta bam?
Yeah, very good. Also, bam is 42. That we should come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come closer and closer, step by step, stage after stage. Each os, v'chol os, hu madrego b'fnei atzma. Every one of those osias of the Shem HaKadosh of Mem Beis is a step and a stage we can and must reach. U'bein madrego l'madrego yeshmasa. Between each madrego, between each level, and between each level, there's a great deal of effort that we have to put into come to the next level, to grow as human beings, to grow as Yidden. Yeshmasa, shahelech v'naseya, you have to be a helech, you have to try to grow and go on the path ever higher, lahagia lo'isa madrega, to get to the next level. Va'oz hu betirda, that's work, that's effort, it's tirda. U'kishmagia l'madrega hu benachas. When you finally get to that next madrega, you achieve a certain sense of peace, you're not going to stop there. You don't rest on one's laurels. One goes on. But you get the sense of the achievement and the simcha of the achievement as well. V'zeh kol ha'odam. That's our life. Kol yimei chayiv b'yimei ha'maisa hu b'tirda. Every day, 6 days a week, it's b'tirda. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we are, while we are very involved in all of our material pursuits. V'hu hachono lovei l'Shabbos. That's how we approach the Shabbos, where we say, we've achieved, we've reached the next level. The Mishle Tarech B'Erev Shabbos Ma'yochel B'Shabbos. What can we accomplish on Shabbos? We can't do work on Shabbos. We can't sanctify our mundane world as we interact with it. We don't interact with the mundane world on Shabbos. So Chazal therefore say, when it comes to the schar of how we live in this world, it's like 6 days a week, and then our Olam Haba is the Shabbos. Mishal etarach be'erev Shabbos, if we don't make efforts to gain in how we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how we are sanctifying our lives and everything with which we have material contact, if we don't sanctify it, if we don't bring that Kedusha into our life, then what will we have? Olam Haba. Ma yoichal b'Shabbos. U'b'medrash Eicha, the Hagoyim Oimrim. There it said in scoff, they are ridiculing us. The Hayehudim. Kol ma shetarchu. Everything that they work for. Yimei HaMaisa during 6 days of the week. Oichlim b'Shabbos. They consume it on Shabbos, and after that there's nothing left. So they understand this as a ridiculous and foolish effort on our part to wait until Shabbos to have the best in life. We're there taking every day and saying, live it up every day. Eat, drink, and be merry today, now. Who knows what that, tomorrow? And they don't appreciate. No, Jewish people are in the practice every week of saying, it's all about tomorrow. It's all about Olam Haba. And we practice this every week, 6 days a week, for the Shabbos Kodesh. V'chein hugam bruchnis. The kfima she'adam miskadesh u'meichin atzmoi b'sheish yisimei ha'maisa, kein hu margish ha'kedusha b'Shabbos. He says that you cannot just say 6 days a week are mundane pursuit, are for mundane pursuits, and they are not about kedusha at all. I only have one holy day, that's Shabbos. Then that Shabbos won't be holy. A person has to say, I have to be makdish my Sunday, my Monday, my Tuesday. He goes on in the rest of this, quoting from the Pri Etz Chaim, from the Chaim Vital, that the first 3 days of the week come after the previous Shabbos, and they are to be lived with a sense of the remaining Kedusha residual from the Shabbos past. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Erev Shabbos are all about building Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama for the Shabbos to come. And Rav Tzadik says, that's the meaning of the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, El Molei Shomru Beis Shabbosos Kehilchus and Miyad Negolin, the two Shabbosos. Why two Shabbosos? Because you're going to have a Shabbos that's Kodesh, and then it has its effect on the Sunday, on the Monday, on the Tuesday after. So that therefore the Wednesday, Thursday, and the Erev Shabbos after are that much more powerful, and then the next Shabbos comes after a week that was the way a week is supposed to be, but the week is only the way it's supposed to be because of the first Shabbos. Only because of the first Shabbos were the days of the week what they're capable of being, and because of those days being so powerful and correct, spiritually building to the second Shabbos, oh, so that's the meaning of Il Molei Shamru Beis Shabbosos Kehilchus and Miyad Negolin. So what he's saying is that the entire method of living as a Jew is to understand that we are always supposed to be sanctifying the way we live and all of that with which we come into contact. Everything with which we come in contact has a purpose of Kedusha. In the 6 days, in the Sheish Yisimei HaMa'aseh, we are uplifting everything, and therefore uplifting ourselves and our lives. But it's tirda, it's hard work, and that's the masa. That's belachtecha baderech. But then each Shabbos is, so to speak, a point of rest, meaning a station where we say we have accomplished it, we have achieved it. That's one of the reasons why the Lashon of Shabbos Kodesh, beginning Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, is in the Keva, Yinuchu Va Yisrael, because it's the time when everything is received, taken in from the previous week. That's the Midah of the Nekeva, of taking in and receiving all of that which has been created, all of that upon which we worked during the week, and it's taken in, and then it's given its character and perfection, its Shleimus, when the Neshama Yisera, when the Shleimus of the Neshama is with us on Shabbos Kodesh. But that's a day when there is a day of rest. And so indeed, that was the minhag, and he discusses this elsewhere, here in Parshas Bahaloscha, that was the reason why the minhag was to blow tekiyas when Shabbos began. To blow a tekiyah, to tell everyone Shabbos is beginning. Blowing the tekiyah at the beginning of Shabbos is a way of saying we have reached the point where we have rest from our tirda, where we can have the simcha of knowing that we accomplished during these past Shesh Yisimei HaMaaseh. Let's look at the continuation of this piece. On here is page Kuf Aleph in these editions of the Brit Tzadik. On page Kuf Aleph, on the bottom of the right-hand column, he says, "V'yesh lemar al derech she'amru b'gemara loshon noch nafshei." Continuing to describe how a person in life is torud and has to work hard and is troubled and toiling to try to perfect himself and try to be a better and a more holy yid. And then, after 120, the Gemara uses the lashon noch nafshei. The nefesh of a person, noch, came to rest. Al ptiras adam. The passing of a person is described as noch nafshei. Ki kol yomav shehu chai hu tarud. Because during one's lifetime, one is tarud. One is toiling and busy, taken up b'milchemes hayetzer hara, in battle against the yetzer hara, v'yigias hanefesh, the toil of the nefesh, b'kabolas ol teiru umitzvos, to take on, fully embrace, fully fulfill, correctly and fully live a life of teiru umitzvos. U'kameisha amru b'avodah zarah, maseches avodah zarah daf hei, that we are supposed to be la'olam yiyya kishor la'ol. That we should be like oxen who have the yoke and are busy preparing and doing harisha, doing the plowing of the field, so that we can produce, so that we can grow, so that we can create teiros. And then that's the limud of teira, right? You can't accomplish and be a Kaddish and know what the mitzvahs are and then fulfill them without totally embracing and knowing and understanding them. But that is toil. That's kishor la'ol. V'chachamor l'masui. Once the mitzvahs are known and understood, now you have to carry them and fulfill them. Now that you have the peiros, so that's the harvest. And you need the strength of the chamor and the adamants of the chamor to accomplish carrying those mitzvahs, meaning carrying them to fulfillment. So life is work. A holy life is a work, is a life of work. Of tird. Va'amru, v'perek, chelek, m'sech Sanhedrin, daf tzaragimol amit beiz, on the posik, in Yeshayahu. V'harechai, it's talking about the Gemara there says, it's talking about the Mashiach, said King. V'harichai b'yiras Hashem. So, one man the Amma there says, V'harichai b'yiras Hashem means shehit'inu mitzvahs v'yisurin kirei chayim. The drasha on V'harichai, as opposed to the reach, as opposed to the scent and the ruach, the spirit. No. V'harichai, meaning he is given the work of the grinder, of the rechayim, the grinding of the work that grinds, the constant work, the efforts that are made in order to become a great and fine and holy Jew. Ubesef Perig pays the brachas and Daf Yud Zayin and brachas again from Tehillim. Alufeinu Mesuvalim. Mesuvalim meaning we are seivel, we carry and we bear the heavy weight of what? Mitzvahs and Torah. V'zehu gam l'mekablim ol Torah b'lvad. This applies to people who are mekabel ol Torah, who are not involved heavily, who are spared somehow having to work hard in other areas. Maybe people are helping them. Kol shken kishiyesh lav gam ol malchus v'ol derech eretz. So if a person is responsible, has ol malchus, expectations to be involved in the community, ol malchus also means to be responsive to the powers that be and given and submit one's taxes and participate in those responsibilities, ol derech eretz, making sure that we can feed our families, and we have all these responsibilities and tasks. So we have to know this is to be soivel. This is to carry tremendous burden. And while we do all this, we have to be, as far as Torah and mitzvahs, we have to be like a shor la'ol and a chamar la'masui. Ubiptirasan. When a person passes away, noch nafshei. Then the person's at rest. The reason that the expression is used is because life is full of tirda. Life is full of these masavs. And that's what's represented by the masavs in the midbar. And the trua for each masa is a reminder of the fact that we have to be careful. We have to know that there's a lot to be watchful for. There's a lot to work on. There's a lot of effort that's going to be needed until we come to the next station where we can say it's been achieved. And then, uskatim b'chatzayitzris, then will be a time to blow the tekiah. That'll be a Shabbos Kodesh, when you can look back and say, ah, we've accomplished so much. Hence, as we said, that's why the minig was to blow a tekiah, to let people know that the Zman of Shabbos has arrived. Because that's the time when you can say that in Ruchnius we have accomplished. And we can come to a certain point and say, we have come to the next level. And there are 42 such levels. Now we never know in life exactly when we are up to which level. But the Shem HaKadosh of Mem Beis Isis represents the fact that we can and must try to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going through these 42 levels, one level after the other. And that's why there were 42 Isis in the Shem HaKadosh of Mem Beis, why there are 42 words in the Parsha of Yahavta, because Balechtucha Baderech, your Derech is going to be to gain closeness to Hashem in those 42 masos of life. And that's what the representation of these tekiyas and truas of the chatzaitzris in the midbar are all about.